This is the New World Report with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. Last May, on an island off the coast of Colombia, Baru, a man on his honeymoon was murdered brazenly by two men who got off of, my memory is, jet skis, shot him in the face, and were later apprehended. His name was Marcelo Pecci. However, this is not an ordinary honeymooner. Lead prosecutor in Paraguay against what appears to be a linkage between Hezbollah, drug trafficking, Venezuela, all the bad characters together. There has been an arrest in Brazil of a man described as the kingpin for this murder. Joseph, this is going very slowly. Is that typical of an investigation of a man who was assassinated because he's up against Hezbollah?
Well, yeah, with Hezbollah, oftentimes these investigations never reach their conclusion, as we can see with the case of the now dead prosecutor, Alberto Nisman, from Argentina. In the case of Paraguay, okay, so this is a complex case, and I think the Paraguayan authorities are doing everything within their power to advance the case, but it isn't happening quickly. You're absolutely right, John, and they're looking at suspects in different territories. I think they arrested somebody in El Salvador a few months ago, and now they're arresting somebody in Brazil who seems to be a high profile target for what happened to the prosecutor. But I think what this also, the complexity of these cases also can be pointed to where their political figures and political leadership are in relation to Hezbollah and organized crime. We talked about this in a previous program, but the sanctions and the announcement by the Department of Treasury that senior political figures inside the country are aiding and abetting Hezbollah through financial means is not, I think, something that can be taken very lightly. And I think that can explain how these cases are slowed down, how these cases don't reach their conclusion. It's certainly what happened to Alberto Nisman in Argentina. Let's hope it doesn't happen to Marcelo Pecci in Paraguay. But when the current sitting vice president and the former president of a country are designated, sanctioned by U.S. Treasury for aiding and abetting Hezbollah, then that doesn't sound like a good sign. So I think what you're seeing here, John, is you're seeing an advancement of the trial of the case on the murder of Marcelo Pecci, but you're not seeing a foregone conclusion being drawn up, which is frustrating, not just the prosecutors in Paraguay, but a lot of the citizens as well.
Ernesto, final less than a minute left. This gang, as I recall, is a major gang in Brazil that was linked to the shooting of Pecci. They were guns for hire. Is that something that's happened before for an assassination team, you hire a Brazilian gang, or is this unusual? We have 30 seconds.
Well, John, at this level, I think that's unusual, but it shows that the Brazilian gangs are becoming much more efficient in their operations. They are becoming the criminal gangs across the Americas, not only Latin America, but some reports say that they are arriving at the U.S. and operating in the U.S. as well. So unfortunately, Brazil is becoming number one in terms of drug trafficking in the region.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. Joseph Umar, he is the executive director of Secure Free Society. The Brazil story will only grow, especially because of the Amazon. It's a critical component of a healthy earth. But at this time, as Ernesto made clear, it isn't simple to say bad guy, good guy. This is about prosperity and eating for the people who are there in Amazon. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.